Hey everybody, I'm Brian Possein, comedian, writer, actor, nerd. I've been playing D&D with my friends for a long time. I decided to do a new podcast where we play Dungeons & Dragons in my very own dining room with my wife, kid, and my noisy dogs. So meet my friends,
Sarah,
Kev,
Dan,
Blaine.
Now it's time for another episode of Brian Possein's Nerd Poker, Season 2.
What's up, guys? It's Rose from Brian Possein's Nerd Poker. And today is episode what was?
Episode 1, Season 2.
Okay, guys, goodbye. I'm going to play some Minecraft.
Thanks, buddy.
Whoops.
So dramatic. Episode 1 of Season 2, everybody.
Yay.
We have a new
friend.
I'm
still writing Episode 42, Season 1 on my checks.
We have Ken, Dan, Blaine, yeah. And
Hi.
A new friend. A new old friend.
So old.
No.
Only our friendship is old.
Only our friendship is old. Sarah's here. Sarah's back.
I'm here.
We did it.
Hooray.
Our constant calling.
It's real. It's real.
You have two wishes left.
Creepy, cryptic messages, and it all worked. Everything
it's
we did.
All thanks to Skeletor's dick.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Oh, you don't know the running gag.
It's all in your lunchbox. Check your lunchbox.
Okay. I'll
you might rethink this whole thing.
We.
Hey, Rhodes. Other side of the house, my friend.
Hola. We thank our Patreons, and they can change their usernames, and one of them is Skeletor's dick.
Oh, sure. Well, and why not?
Well, and one time he gave us $2 more.
Well, yeah, he did. He upped his monthly pledge from like $5 to like $9.
In order to be able to do that? Or
the more we did it, his wife kept telling him you should give them more money because they keep mentioning your username.
But now he's created a monster, and we have because we kept saying it a lot. And now we're getting like Lion-O's taint, and other people are jumping into the fray.
Should I thank a few people now and see what's happened?
Is Lion-O's taint one of them? I feel like that was one of them last
week. Lion-O's taint is for sure one of them. In addition...
Is Snarf's gunt in there someplace?
Snarf's gunt?
I think there has been a gunt before, but... yeah.
It's insane, Lion-O's
Snarf's gunt.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to pull these up.
No, not Snarf-er. Like Snarf's gunt.
Snarf gunt.
Is that a Mr. Show thing you just said?
You wish
I did.
I think that's the village that where the original Pea Soup Andersons is from.
Snarf's gun.
And the prisoner.
That's.
Yeah, I don't. There's not a whole lot of new goofy ones.
Just old goofy ones.
Yeah, I mean people
is that new goofy with an NU.
there's a thank you, Ravage Yoli the Serpent Priest.
Okay. Weird.
That's Chef Boyardee's Tinder name.
I'm going to give him an extra dollar.
Thank you, Vin Diesel's pursed lips.
Thanks, Vin Diesel's pursed lips.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, God. Thank goodness. We're going to get to hear that voice some more in a second. And thank you, Orko's Gooch.
Orko's Gooch. There we go.
Orko's Gooch.
Gooch.
Orko.
You guys, we're doing a new campaign. And shall we get started?
Sure.
Okay, so I want to try to tie this all together, and I'm giving myself the challenge of flipping the 5-minute hourglass over and trying to finish way ahead before this stuff. So.
5 hours?
Did I say 5 hours?
No.
Okay. I was just talking about how my brain medication makes me dumb, so you can easily fuck with me.
That's all right. Bad brain medication.
So after you guys realized you reawoke in the lodge where you were about to travel, they had gone back in time, Sarah. They had experienced an apocalypse and then kind of hit a dead end, but killed the big bad and went back in time to before they left for the apocalypse with the knowledge that at some point... a cult of elves was going to crash the moon into the planet. But they were allowed to go back in time to stop it. However, you guys spent the last 3 nights drinking, to celebrate the fact that you killed the big bad and that you were you're no longer undead. He was a vampire.
In real life, too.
Yeah. And you were drinking with Gago and Luoven, who, of course, were allowed to leave the cursed land of Amina with you.
It was the first time my wife's joke was king.
You won D&D.
Yeah, she always says, did you win D&D? I told her the next day, hey, baby, guess what?
On the second night you were drinking, Luoven went outside with you, and she said that she could tell from the constellations that it was about a month before the world was going to end. So she figured, yikes, you guys have about a month. And she said she was actually going to go look for more lunar elves and kind of go underground. And you guys keep drinking. She's going to go underground and see what she can find out. And, you know, she'll get back into contact with you if she can. But she thought she'd part ways now at night when she's less suspicious because she looks really gross. The lunar elves, Sarah, they're kind of a cross between drow and moon elves, except they have shark teeth and kind of like big saucer eyes. So she looked really creepy. After she leaves and mentions she mentions she's leaving at night for that reason, you guys kind of realize you've been drawing a lot of attention to yourselves
because you're 3-day drinking.
Well, you know, you're all wearing sort of drow artifact armor and weapons, and Bodhi's got this sword granted to him by his god.
Bodhi's so like got you guys, a sword.
While you're partying, everyone kind of looks out for you, and you get a message. At one point, a messenger shows up at the tavern and
Mr.
says,
Herman, paging Mr. Herman.
He says, you know, I hear that there's some adventurers at this tavern. And, you know, the local royalty has heard of this and would like your assistance. I can promise you all the gold you can imagine if you'll just come with me.
I don't know. Sounds like a terrible deal. Quite a lot.
he consults his scroll and he mumbles to himself, I knew they wouldn't go for gold. The good heroes never go for gold. This is such a stupid thing. And he says, Okay. Let me break this down for you. We've got some sort of weird magic stuff going on. We've had a local magic school kind of fall apart. It's been sort of the town's economy and it's a source of pride and a way for us to appear to be a good town. And our town's reputation has been suffering the last few weeks since this magic school collapsed. And we're worried it's a part of a larger sort of chain of events that's been happening around here where magic schools have sort of been falling. And so we're hoping, from what we've heard of the tales you've been telling in this tavern, that that will be of interest to you.
Huh. Why do you suppose that's happening? Anyone?
I don't know. We should go on some sort of adventure and find out.
Yeah, let's look into it.
He says, you know, my lord is the Thane of Tinnat. Or Tinnat, you can pronounce it Tinnat. People who aren't from Tinnat pronounce it Tinnat. I don't really care what you call it.
I call it
milk. He believes he has recently gained access to some things that will shed light on the situation.
Things.
And he would like to share them with adventurers such as yourselves.
Sure.
So if you just hop in this carriage, we'll be on our way. So you guys hop in?
Yeah.
You notice Gago is nowhere to be found. He's off getting drunk somewhere.
No, Gago.
Gago is an evil fairy that was accompanying them on their adventures.
He's not that evil.
Once
you get to know him.
If you got him drunk, he would do whatever you wanted.
Like an annoying Stargoyle.
He was like a foul-mouthed Stargoyle.
Yep.
And so you guys hop in this carriage, and the driver tells you, we got to make a pit stop. Yeah, one more adventurer.
I don't like the sound of that.
One more adventurer on the outskirts of Tinnat we've got to pick up. Hey, and that's you. You've been laying low on the outskirts of town, and you were given a message that said, we've located you. This is, you know, this is important. Can you help us? At first you try to ignore it because you're like, maybe I just need to switch towns. But then this carriage shows up within just a few hours, and a messenger hops out, and you see these guys all kind of crowded in the carriage. And this messenger gives you sort of the same spiel. He doesn't seem to recognize you or know who you are exactly, but he mentions you know, because of all these collapses of
right.
magic schools, we believe that you are in a unique position to help us.
All right.
And also there's gold. You know.
Yeah, I hop on board.
Okay.
Who?
I eyeball all these guys.
Who and or what are you?
Oh, can I quickly look out the side of the carriage and then see the word super shuttle written on the side and then do funny take to camera?
As the air conditioning breaks down and you hit a large pothole? Yeah.
I'm just going to stare at my phone until we get to the airport.
I believe you might want to introduce yourself somehow, as the driver isn't really helping you out here.
Hello?
Hello.
I would say it's a pleasure to meet you, but no one's even making eye contact or greeting me in any way, so.
It's almost like they realize how they've been for the last year and a half when you haven't been around.
He just caught us on a 3-day,
bender.
Celebratory.
They're all hungover, and you can tell.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I pull out a flask. Am I hair of the dog, anybody? Nice. Or no?
Sure, I'll take a hit off of that.
That's Tom.
I don't know what voice that is.
I'm Bodie.
Tom Bodie.
Twee.
I'm Twee.
Tom Bodie and Twee. I'm Esmeralda. You can call me Ez if you
Ez. How about Esme?
No, you know, don't really like the sound of that.
I'm gonna.
It's got a YA kind of feel.
To Merle.
I'm
how about
offer
Merle?
You some of my strawberry quick.
Yeah, I pour a little of the flask in there and then just take a sip.
Cheers.
You notice Twee is wearing a very resplendent royal-looking cloak and has a very fancy lute strapped to his back. He is a high elf, which is a little striking
I'll
to you,
say. Yeah.
As you are a half elf.
I'm a half elf.
And high his elf. Type normally kind of doesn't want to associate with your type.
Right.
And these two are extremely ugly. One of them is a tiefling, what so the? I don't know how many tieflings.
First I heard of it.
Tieflings
I didn't write ugly
you,
on my character.
Hang out with, but this is Vin Diesel.
Very high charisma.
Tiefling. So he's got horns and a devil tail. So it looks like a demon.
Top
if you're not
paid fan. Actor in America.
So
I'm.
He's handsome
very
well
for a
demon.
Read, actually,
yeah.
So
okay.
I would. Yeah.
And then he. That's you first right. described. Bodhi to me as if Roman Reigns was hit in the face with a shovel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So that's all I'm really referencing. Yeah. He's a half-orc.
Half-orc.
Dark oh, okay. sort of gray charcoal
half
skin.
Half-orc, half-mork.
Mm-hmm.
And he has ridiculous giant armored gloves on, a big sword stuck in its scabbard. And a couple of javelins strapped to his back.
Mm-hmm. And a crossbow.
And a crossbow.
So I'm loaded up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and we're off.
Yeah.
you notice it's
what do you know about
what is
these schools?
Like?
Oh, what do
these
I
magic
know
schools?
About
yeah,
schools?
What have you been told? Same.
Well, in truth, actually, I was a student at one of these schools. So please don't spread that around anywhere. It's sort of.
Did you hear?
I said don't. I look at this thing to see if he actually. Do you speak?
I have terrible joke
or?
Tourette's.
Oh, okay. But.
So do I. Knock, 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 knock.
You notice knock. As you approach the town, it starts raining pretty hard.
Who's there?
And as you pull up to the gate and the driver starts trying to negotiate his way into the gate, he's not having much problem, but it's taking a while. And you see multiple owls in a tree.
I like owls. They're pretty.
Yeah, and they're a strange sort of dark color.
Are we in Pottermore?
No. But they've got almost like a raven, like sort of black and purple sheen to them. And it's weird to cool. see multiple owls in the same place as they're usually pretty lone killer
right.
type birds of prey. So the
somebody's
gate opens
training owls.
And you head in and the driver, you know, takes out a parasol and escorts you to the gate. And it's a very fancy castle.
All right.
It's a very fancy castle.
Ooh la la.
There's a whole retinue of soldiers that meets you at the gate and walks you in, and you're taken to a chamber, which I'm now going to start referencing on my own piece of paper. I have a... You may remember I'm a big fan of maps, so I'm not showing these to you quite yet. But you are in the entry hall, where there is a row of velvet cushioned seats that you get to sit in. Ooh. There are large paintings on the wall, and there are just soldiers everywhere. There's like 20 soldiers in there. You know a messenger is going to get sort of a steward of the Thane, and you're kind of just sitting around.
So can I ask why, I know why I was summoned here. Why were you selected for this?
Someone was just looking for help, and we just figured we'd help.
Our reputation had gotten around. We had just survived something we shouldn't have. And so people from the school came to us asking for help and promised us adventure and riches.
Oh, riches.
Mm-hmm. That's what we were told.
Well, that's all the gold you can dream of. If I, your dungeon
Which
master,
would be a lot.
Remembers
yeah, yeah.
the NPC dialogue mm-hmm. correctly.
From 10 minutes ago?
It's not even. I don't think the timer hasn't even gone out yet. Your
time stopped.
The steward enters the entry hall and says, you are now permitted to see the Thane of Tinet, Lord Kriz. Prepare your sit, and as he says your sit, someone who's clearly royalty just runs in the room and says, hello, thank you so much for coming. Please follow me and ignore this annoying steward. Come with me, please. And he waves you into the next room.
Ooh, I like him. There.
As you go in, you head to this great hall with a...
I stay back and listen to the other guy. I'm
kidding. The steward actually sees you linger in the back just for irony's sake, and he goes, oh, do you want to like do like a formality thing with me? Like, I can give you like some tips on how to behave while you're in the Great Hall.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I've got some ceremonial gloves you could wear when you drink your whiskey later.
Well, let's talk later. I'm going to follow this guy.
All right.
I wish I would never said anything.
I want to be your best friend. And then you go in the Great Hall.
I love you.
You see there's a huge meal prepared. There's some roasted pigs Ooh. And giant casks of whiskey. And no one's sitting down yet. There's 8 seats at the table. And the Thane says, yes, this is for myself, and I'll probably invite the steward in later, but thank you so much for coming. Please, guards, leave us. And
I'm going to go over to one of the casks and refill my flask.
He says, yes, by all means. Okay. Help yourself to some of the meal. This is all for us. Let it be casual. I'm sure you've had a long journey. It's raining outside. And when he says raining outside, you notice it looks like there's no roof on the Great Hall, but somehow the rain is stopping. There's these great beams that sort of arc across the roof of the Great Hall, and some sort of magic appears to be keeping the rain.
That's entering. Cool.
Almost.
Does this guy have a long beard?
Nope.
No.
Why, Dumbledore-y?
Yeah.
He says, I get that a lot. I get that a lot. I mean, especially once they changed actors, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people think I'm Belzer.
That's because you're terrifyingly thin.
It's true. I have to run around in the sun to get tan.
But he thanks all of you for coming, and he says, yes. The College of Roke is no more, but we need the College of Roke. The College of Roke was a huge source of pride for the town of Tinet, and it has been boarded up. It has been sealed off. We believe there are horrible beings in there. There's terrible noises coming from the other side of the walls. But I think I can help solve that. And I can offer all of you something great. In return, you, Twee, I've done some research about you.
Oh, you Googled me? That's weird.
there's not much I was able to find. You seem like something of a wanderer. But
roam around and around and around and around.
I knew that was coming.
That's because you probably know I wander.
But one thing I could offer you, if you like, is for everyone to know more about you. We have scholars here, and I understand, you know some very unique spells. Those scholars might be able to trade information with you and write you into some of their own books, especially if we can get the college up and running again.
Oh, sure. That would be great. Kind of like when Fonzie became the dean of that trade school.
And he says, and Bodhi.
75 years ago.
Bodhi, I understand you're actually an outcast. You're actually not allowed back in your home city of Gluck.
That might be true.
They're a lawful, evil city, but I don't know that you would want to be a... do you want to ever be a citizen of Gluck?
No.
Would you ever want revenge on Gluck?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. I wanted to tell you, I have some inroads with the city council of Gluck. We've been doing some trade there recently, and if you wanted safe passage back into the city, or if you wanted to change their laws against allowing half-orcs into the city, there might be something we could do.
All right.
Oh, you are interested now. I mean, I guess it's just cool to not be interested when you're hearing about stuff. That's fine. I get that. And then he turns to you, and he says,
what's he got?
Tom Doretto. Tom Doretto. Buddy. I understand you lost someone very special to you in the Underdark.
Oh, yeah. My baby.
It's those flail snail races. They're very dangerous. I'm sorry that you lost your beloved. I believe... I have some information about the League of Assassins that did what they did to your Nettie.
I heard she was alive last time I checked.
I don't know what you just said, but I believe she is still alive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know what you just said, but I hope it was something about what you were just saying. I would be happy to give you that information. And Esmeralda... I don't want to speak out of school, so to speak, but I know from where you come, and I must tell you, I'm actually a graduate of the Blade program, and I would be proud to make the Eldritch Knights a bigger part of the School of Roke once again, if you were interested in such a thing.
Hmm. Interesting.
So please have a seat. Enjoy the meal. I have some very interesting information that I'd rather show you than tell you about, but I can tell you this. There is some sort of strange roving party that's been happening at these colleges.
Oh, it's a fish fest.
I'm not sure what it is, but we have someone we believe to be some sort of assassin in one of our towers here in the castle. We managed to stop them at the city gate. And he notices there's still two guards in the room. And he says, please, if you wouldn't mind stepping outside. And they get into like kind of like a little argument because they're saying it's not safe to leave you guys alone with the Thane.
With what?
Like, the guards don't want to leave you guys alone with the Thane.
All right.
It's a private matter. Fine. It doesn't really...
It'll be fine. Everything's fine. It'll be fine.
He
It'll
says...
fine.
We overheard this assassin speaking to someone we could not see. And we think that they have some sort of cataclysmic plot. They want to do more than ruin schools. I think they want to do great harm to this entire continent. Perhaps this entire world. It's really hard to think beyond this continent of, it's Bonkle. I don't know.
The continent is Bonkle?
Bonkle.
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 The Carbuncle?
Mr. Bonkle?
Are the guards still here?
Yes.
Can I use... like insight to see, is this really, do I think that they really don't want to leave because they're worried we might hurt the Thane?
Sure.
Or are they just trying to eavesdrop?
So, you get the sense that they're genuinely concerned.
Okay.
they seem to you know, they don't have like a face guard. They've just got a simple helmet on. And you can see enough of their facial expressions that they don't appear to be anything but normally assertive. They don't seem nervous or deceitful.
Bungle.
Yes, the continent of Bungle. It might not come up that much more, or if you want it to, it can become a true source of shame for your dungeon master. Who knows? Who knows what could lie ahead for the next 40 or more episodes on the continent of Bungle. So,
I hope nobody thinks you said bunghole.
Why would they?
Why would they? Who would ever tie those two ideas together like a thread through a horrible anus?
Oh, like Charles Crumb. Oh, Max and Crumb would do with a... Forget it.
Have I done? Okay. So the Thane sits down. The Thane of Tenet Kriz sits down and says, do you have any questions for me?
Is it Tenet or Tenet?
It's pronounced Tenet.
Uh-huh.
You can say, would you rather say Tenet?
Tenet?
Tenet.
Tenet. I'm good with Tenet.
I'm sorry, there's a lot of just strange consonants around here. I hope you can get used to it. I don't know what land you're from.
The land of no strange consonants.
No,
I have a question.
Yes.
I'd love to know what magics you're using on the roof here.
Oh, well, thank you. It's actually, I don't know if you've ever heard of a little spell called Liamon's Tiny Hut.
Mm. I started taking notes.
Oh. Specialty of mine back in the day. Basically, I'm not trying to cover the entire roof. These beams have magical properties. It's actually connected to me. I cast it every morning and I keep it going. And it's sort of a minor tiny hut and it just keeps the rain out. The rain happens, you know, often enough where I just like to keep some natural lighting in here, and the rain sounds are soothing to me.
Nice hut work. I appreciate it. Hey, watch this. And I'm going to conjure up Liamon's tiny Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. And it's really small. It's like 5 feet tall. You can't actually get in it. It just sort of like glows for a second. I go, huh?
He goes, ah, and he waves his hand and adds a little tiny KFC to it.
Oh, wow. That's great. It's
a whole Pepsi corporation.
The thing that I really admire is he actually put enough parking for the employees and the customers. That's a real... It's a real design overlook that a lot of people...
Deal breaker.
Yeah.
Kriz says, well, you know, I've prepared rooms
I'm gonna go upstairs
for all of you.
I'm going to go upstairs and relearn my tiny restaurant spell.
I believe I have armor and weapons in my stores that you might find useful.
I like both of those things.
And I can provide you safe passage into the college, which takes up a large part of the southwest corner of our town on this side of the wall. As soon as you're done eating, I'll be happy to take you to your...
You okay?
What happened?
Mm. Oh, he laughs. And he kind of like puts a hand over his mouth. And he goes...
What's wrong with you?
He puts both his hands on his mouth. And the guards aren't really noticing what's happening. But he just goes... And you see a horizontal bar open across his neck and blood start pouring out. And his tongue gets pulled out through his throat.
It's a bunkle necktie.
He falls to his knees and the guards turn and notice.
Somebody just gave him an invisible Colombian, Cuban, bunkle
necktie.
Necktie.
What do you guys do?
Is he just... dead, standing dead?
Right now,
is he savable?
At this particular frozen moment in time, there is a guard 10 yards on either side of his seat. And they're turning towards him. He is on his knees in front of his seat, bleeding out, his eyes still open and conscious.
Guards, secure the room.
You say that?
Yeah.
Someone in this room is a murderer.
Yeah. You say that in a threatening way, or
no, please
a,
no, secure, like the
secure the room.
There's an invisible.
I rush to him to try to put.
And I use my
pressure on the
charisma.
Wound. I don't know if there's anything you can do at this point.
Cool. But. I'm going to give everybody one turn to do something. Tom, do a persuasion check. Difficulty of 10.
17.
Great, and you get a 5 bonus to that. So the guards, one of them runs to the door you came from, and the other one puts a hand on his shoulder because it can see that Esmeralda is trying to do something. What were you going
to
do?
I was going to try to at least staunch the bleeding or whatever before someone can...
All right, you don't get a medicine bonus, but you can roll a wisdom check, which you also don't have a bonus for, unfortunately.
Have a spell for this? Okay.
I'm trying to see if you've got anything else here. That
I don't. I'm not a very medical kind of
person. No, but I'll let you... It's going to just be hard. Difficulty 18. Roll a 20.
No,
okay.
I didn't.
So you get you place a hand over what seems like a very clean cut, and blood just keeps pouring out through your fingers. Twee, Bodhi, you get one chance to do something before something else happens.
I'm gonna do throw a cure wounds on him.
Okay.
Can I do that to at least stop the bleeding?
Give it a try.
Does somebody have like some powdered sugar or a aerosol can or silly string that we could maybe find out where this invisible asshole is? Is there some way?
No, but I'm thinking about taking out my scarab.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you could see some sort of like red light anyplace. All right. He's got the scarab. If he looks through the scarab, it shows you if they're evil or not.
Oh, cool. Is there anything on the table?
Roll 1d8 plus 2, Blaine.
That's a 4.
All right, so he gets 6 of his hit points back. Brian, what you going to do?
Fuck.
Bad Brian, bad Brian.
Nobody has true sight, huh? No? Shit.
Actually, I want to do a quick pause. No, you, Esmeralda does not have true sight.
That's how I see. Okay.
Yeah, because I was wanting to do something like what Blaine thought of... figuring out some way of finding an invisible dude, throwing paint in the air.
What's on the table?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's really assessed their surroundings, so
yeah, what's
you
on
can
the
just
table?
Do a straight up investigate, or you don't have a bonus for it. Here, let me see. I'll throw you some real big bones. You can, you've got a perception bonus of plus 3. Brian.
Yeah.
So just it's doing a perception check could give you a good sense of the room. Or if you want to raise the difficulty on your perception check, you can look for something much more specific.
No, I'll just do a perception check.
Okay. 19. All right. Perceived. So you look around the room and you notice it's very airy. It's a big room, really high ceilings. And you notice there are, in the Great Hall, there is the door you came from to the right, and then far down, there is another door to the left and another door sort of behind the throne.
Okay.
You see a candle flicker next to the door on the left far down.
So does that mean something just ran by there probably? Or
perhaps.
Yeah, I'm going to head over there. And where's the guard that was?
He ran to the door to your right.
Okay.
So there's no guards following you right now.
Okay, I'm going to the one on the left.
All right. Tom Doretto, what you going to do?
I'm going to take out my scarab and look through it.
Okay.
Do like a scan of the room.
Sounds good. We're going to say this is a wisdom roll. Just roll your dice. You get a 3 modifier.
Alrighty. Yeah.
All right. So you got 18. An 18. You scan the room. You notice a pale blue aura from both Kriz and his 2 guards. And where Bodhi is running to the back, you see a swirl of red.
Yeah, he's right in front of you.
Okay.
You are up, Esmeralda.
I wish that I knew what I could do. Do I? So can I? So can I see what they're seeing, or is this just like I have no idea what's going on?
You're currently facing the Thane of Tinnat, and there's another pulse of blood pours over your fingers.
And I can do nothing with him.
He's starting to hunch over and go limp.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to help with that. So, is there?
I mean, you tell me what you want to do, or what you want to look for.
Can I see that they're where they're pointing?
Yeah, I mean, there's enough commotion of Bodhi running. I mean, when Bodhi runs away, it makes a real loud noise. So you can hear a thud 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 behind you as he heads back towards that corner of the hall.
Okay, so I guess I'm following them over there. I was gonna try to cast a snare spell, but I can't find it right now. So I can't find the details.
Oh, I can find that for you.
I'm not sure if that will actually do anything. Everyone needs to bear with me while I figure out how to be this person.
Perfectly fine.
No, I mean, that's the thing. We're all going to learn this together. It's not like you're that far behind us when it comes to learning this stuff.
We need to get you all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. We need to get you like a proper dice tower. We're gonna hook you up. So a snare can be made from a vine, thong, or rope when you cast snare upon it. A thong?
I know.
Thong snare.
Don't think that's what...
That's Borat's weapon. World.
Not exactly.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. That's third and a half edition. What the heck?
Yeah. No, this is... As you cast a spell, you use a rope to create a circle with a 5-foot radius on the ground or floor. Then when I'm done, the rope disappears and the circle becomes a magic trap.
Yes.
So can I try to put... Do it in front of where it looks like this thing would be going, heading?
Yeah, it's up to, let's see how I'm trying to figure out how far away you can do it.
Yeah. Range, air, touch. I have to be there to do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
Damn it.
I mean, you can start running there, though.
All right, I start running there.
Okay. Twee, you're up.
I just healed that guy, right?
For some hit points.
He's still dying.
But he's still got an open wound in his throat.
He's dying already.
And may I add, his tongue is hanging out of it.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Is there any way? Well, I'm not there, but somebody can bind it, right?
Can
you
bind it?
You can try. Do a... first of all, you have an amazing wisdom... medicine modifier. So if anyone's going to do this, it's going to be you. You once...
Stand back, everybody. I just found out I'm a doctor.
For the record, you may want to put this on your sheet if you don't know it. I think I may have told you a long time ago when you performed that surgery on that ent, but you get a +10 medicine bonus.
Ooh.
So yeah, give it a shot. I will tell you, this is a difficulty of 22, though.
22, so I got to roll 12.
Yes, sir.
How about an 11? Does that count?
Damn it.
Oh.
No way.
So I got like his like tongue juice all over my hand for nothing.
The bleeding stops. And his tongue sort of turns black and falls away. And the wound heals up, but you can tell he's lost a lot of blood. And it didn't really feel good to have his tongue fall off either. Like, you did a real, real close job there. And so he's just sort of, like, right about to die. He's on the verge of death. Bodhi.
What do I see in front of me? Should I do another?
You're about 10 feet away from this big door. And it looks like maybe it goes to some sort of private chamber or tower. You're not sure, but after you saw the candle flicker, you saw the door just ever so slightly creak open.
Right.
So whatever it was is not visible to the naked eye.
Oh, there
it is. But it's only about 10 feet in front of you at this
point. Okay. Well, I'm still going.
You're gonna burst through that door?
Yeah.
As you burst through the door, you see some stairs leading up.
Following.
You head up the stairs, and this time, as you get to the top of the stairs, the door at the top of the stairs bangs wide open really fast from an unseen force. Not okay. So subtle this time.
Can I close the distance on this guy?
You can try. You are now in a kitchen. You see three serving tables. There's cooks at them. They all kind of looked up when the door banged open. There's a row of wine bottles ahead to the right, there's two more doors on your right and a big fireplace on the far side of the room.
I'm going to grab a wine bottle.
You got to walk past the doors to do it.
Sure. I'm going to grab a wine bottle and I'm going to throw it in the direction that I think this guy is.
Let me show you the map real quick. Okay. So that's where you came in?
Yeah.
Do I see footsteps?
Yeah, can I do a perception check, though, of where I think he might be?
Yeah, roll a 20.
10 plus 3 is
13. So you suddenly stop and you realize there's only two other ways out of this room besides the one you came in, and you're filling the doorway with your big frame. So, like, as long as those other two doors don't open,
right,
they can't get out.
Right, okay.
That's what you realize.
Okay. What do I say?
There's three chefs all looking up at you like, what is even happening right now?
I know you're in here.
And
you're not going to get out. You're not going to get by me.
Tom. As you lower the Scarab of Farsing, you see Bodhi run through the door. You look back at Esmeralda, and Esmeralda's making a book for the door herself. And Twee is trying to heal this guy, and it's just not going great. And you finally just see the light disappear from his eyes. And just as that happens, the ceiling of the hall suddenly becomes loud as rain starts pouring through onto you and Twee and Esmeralda and the two guards. The guard that was at the entrance has since called out for help, and three more guards enter the room. The guard kneeling over the Thane looks at you and says, did you do this?
No, there's some sort of invisible being.
Invisible being?
It looks like magic.
He draws his sword. I have to place you under arrest.
Well, you're not going to take me alive.
Oh, man.
Escalation.
What did you think was going to happen? Damn.
Roll 20. Oh, you don't need to tell me like I wasn't going to see this coming.
10.
All right. You're first.
All right. I'm going to...
Still can't believe this guy's throat got slit.
Cast
Jeez.
A poison spray at him.
Brutal.
All right.
It's 2d12.
He failed a saving throw.
Good.
All right. I think he might be dead.
What's Ken finding his dice brought to you by...
Life. Oh, Ken finding his dice is brought to you by Six Loco. It's a four loco with two fingers down your throat.
Jesus. Better where I thought those fingers were going to be.
That's the first scene. Okay.
I'm trying to mix it up and do a different joke this season.
So you extend a hand and this guard's face just disappears in a purple hissing cloud and he falls to his own knees.
You go like this, whoa!
Unfortunately, there were four other guards in the room watching this transpire and they all start charging towards you. Esmeralda, you're up.
Okay. So how close am I to the door where the creature
You're
is?
Right in front of it. I mean, Bodhi just ran past you.
All right. I'm just going to continue up the door then. This okay. Dude.
This knucklehead. Yeah. You make it up the stairwell and you get to the kitchen and you see Bodhi is filling the doorway. And just as you get to the top of the stairs, you hear him go, I know you're in here.
Okay. Can I do something when I'm at the
yes.
top of the stairs?
Is the rain coming in there okay. too?
No, just in the Great Hall.
I'm gonna attempt to.
Not that you would fucking know it because you're in the middle of combat dumb shit. Yes.
Do you think I heard
Do I see
that
her?
Guy, oh, okay.
You hear her walk up behind you. And
that
do,
guy was
and
probably talking to us for like more than a minute, right? We heard him talking.
Yeah.
The Thane?
Yeah.
Oh, your conversation lasted a solid 10 minutes.
Okay, man. So I'm going to try to mimic him using my feat of acting, and I'm going to try to, like, say, call through the door, like, nice try, you know, give it another go or something to the assassin.
Okay. Let me look this up. What is this?
I was just going to ask you what you had that could help.
This is my feat called actor, skilled at mimicry and dramatics. You gain the following benefits, blah, blah, blah. You can mimic the speech of another person or the sounds made by other creatures. You must have heard the person speaking for at least 1 minute. A successful wisdom check contested by your charisma check allows a listener to determine that the effect is faked. So it's probably not going to work, but...
All right, so it's got to be your deception. So your deception is a 17. So you've got to do your... What is your modifier for that? I'm looking this up.
My modifier for charisma or my modifier for... Sorry.
Insight. What's your modifier for insight?
It is +2.
+2? Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to beat a 17. Roll a 20 with a +2.
No.
Oh! So this very Esmeralda voice says, ha ha, Twee, you're up.
If this guy is going to die, I'm going to sort of have to leave him alone. Where has everybody gone? Am I turning around and seeing myself left alone in the mall?
Ken just melted a guard's face off, and there's four guards running towards him. Esmeralda and Bodhi both ran up some stairs after an invisible figure.
There's three guards heading towards him?
Mm-hmm. Four.
Four.
Four guards?
One who saw it happen and three who didn't.
Okay, I'm going to web those guys.
Interesting. All right, so they're all going to try to make a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
That's a nope. A yes. A nope. And a nope. So three of them get webbed, and one of them sees what you did, and he kind of like can't decide which one of you to attack, but he's definitely about to attack one of you as he finishes closing the distance.
Okay.
Bodhi, you're up.
Okay. So how big is that room?
It's like 50 yards long. There's three preparation tables to your left. Two doors, and then a row of wine bottles to your right.
Well, I wanted to try to get something, like spray something, or you know, to see if I can suss them out
that
way.
What about
that
pan of pasta sauce?
No, I was going to grab wine.
Before you do your main action, you get a bonus. So, like, do you want to do, like, a perception check?
Yeah, I'll do another one of those.
All right, a bag of flour.
13.
Yeah.
You notice one table down, they're making bread. And there sure is a big old bag of flour.
Oh, okay, cool. And then do I have a general idea of where this guy might be?
You think that he would have had to either go farther down the room or to the left. There's sort of two main choices.
I'm going to go a little farther and throw flour.
Okay. What a
makeup.
Do a I'm gonna say athletics, difficulty 18. Nah. Ooh, that's a +8, but that's not gonna be enough.
Right.
So you
We're coming up short on all these rolls tonight. This is tonight's theme.
You throw this giant bag of flour that's sitting next to the table, the prep table, against the ceiling, and it coats the right side of the room with just a cloud of flour that dissipates pretty quickly, and there's nothing on the right side of the room.
Huh. Can I try again?
Nope.
Yeah. I don't get a bonus action on it.
You already did a perception check for it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Tom, you're up.
Damn it.
Why has this got this guard now?
You got one unwebbed guard trying to decide which one of you to attack.
I say, hey, you want to stay here? And then I run upstairs.
he follows you.
Right.
Esmeralda, you're up.
I guess I'm going to try to flower the second half of the room.
All right. That's going to be an athletics check. Difficulty 18.
God damn it.
What'd you roll?
I don't want to talk about it.
Was it lower than a 14?
Yes, significantly.
Okay. So you pick it up and you just kind of, it's just too heavy. You're just like, meh. Like you kind of like meh. Pick up a small cloud.
Yeah, Esmeralda's like, I'm out. I'm going home. This adventure was a great idea.
But you still have a bonus action if you wanted to do anything else.
Cool. Sure. I'm just going to swing wildly with my battle axe in the empty space on that side of the room.
Fun. We'll call that first. This is going to actually take two rolls. So do an investigation check, difficulty of, that's another 18. That's really tough.
Okay, I'm picking a different die, and let's see if that helps. 12 plus 1, so still no.
Okay, so you just wave it around.
Threateningly.
Threateningly, yeah, and good news. You two have done enough detective work. You realize this person can either climb walls or is cornered. In the near corner to the left.
Okay.
So, I will show you the map.
I wish I could see the map.
You should get one of those erasable battle grid things.
Yeah, well, I have a battle grid at my office, and I should bring it. So, battle it's over grid. Here, where there is sort of a grilling pit.
Mm-hmm.
So, somewhere over here.
Okay.
This is where Bodhi dropped the big bag of flour.
Right.
And so, somewhere over there.
In the corner.
Twee, you're up.
What's the guards are still stuck in that web, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one chased me up the stairs.
And there's one chasing him up the stairs? Can I, is there any way I can take a shot at that guy that's heading up the stairs?
Absolutely.
The guards are on our side.
Yeah. The guards were on your side.
I'm going to use my funny mage hand thing. The guard's running up the steps, right? I'm going to grab his ankle and yank him so that he trips and sort of slides backwards down a few steps.
Sarah, for you and the new listeners, he learned a very special mage hand spell that allows it to go extra far by using the Feywild dimension. So, well,
glad you're putting it to good use. Attacking
things gone wild.
Do
the guards of this poor murder?
Yeah, I also fisted a nun on a bus from a distance once.
Dear.
Oh, so I'm not innocent.
That was a Tibetan folktale, not a thing you really did. Will you please do a wisdom check? Difficulty of 16. You get a plus 2 bonus.
Didn't he
this.
Just do that and fail? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
5, is that it?
No. So you see your little hand kind of go and kind of just go between his legs and kind of like you give him a little tight roll on his pants. But other than that, no. Okay. Bodhi, you're up.
I tried, but I failed.
Trace it.
Cool. He's ready to dance the new kids on the block now.
It was either that or light the web on fire and kill those three guys.
Were those the two choices?
I'm mad that it's taking so long.
And he's in the corner. You figured out he's been cornered.
Bodhi's mad.
There's a big spit where they're roasting a pig in the corner to your left. And you realize that if he hasn't been hit by flour and you're not seeing new footprints in the flour, he's in that corner. Or he climbed a wall and he's on the ceiling or something.
Okay. I'm going to rage. And then I'm going to... I tried to get him to talk. I know you're right there. Say something or you're going to die.
Do an intimidation check. Difficulty 15.
Yeah. Yep.
You hear
14, and then I have a plus 3.
Actually, he gets to try to. I don't want to do that again. You hear from right behind the spit against the wall, really quietly.
Fuck.
Brian, kill it.
Wait, there's something else whispering.
Who are you? Why'd you kill them? Why did you kill him?
You see a footprint in the flower approaching you.
All right. Herald of Kelmar, I just swing it at him.
Go for it.
So first it fires up and then... Yeah.
That's a hit.
Fucking 19.
Roll for damage.
All right.
That was not going to be an easy hit either.
That's more like a Herald of Ramus.
Shut the fuck up. Idiot.
Dan looks bummed.
5 on that, plus I'm raging, 3 plus fire damage, 2 on that. So.
All right, so you swing the
10.
The flaming sword, and all of a sudden a figure explodes into flame in front of you. Uh-huh. And as it does so, it tries to yank its cloak off and make a mad dash for one of the doors behind you by running under your arm.
I'm going to try to stop him.
It does get under your arm.
But using...
But there's a flaming cloak being dropped on the ground right in front of you. Hey, Tom, you're up.
Yeah, I'm running
Wouldn't
up the
stairs. Wouldn't I get another action there?
No, because you already spent one trying to intimidate him and freak him out.
Oh, okay.
Am I up here yet? Am I up in the kitchen yet?
Do I get a bonus, though?
On
top of
that? No.
All right. Hmm? Huh? Hmm? Huh? With danger sense? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I feel like I should have been able to try to at least stop him.
Well, first of all, you did. You made him get fraidy, yeah. And then he advanced on you, and then you
No, but I mean, when he ran by me, I feel well, like I should you have what, been able to trip him.
Let me look at this.
I feel like we'd be able to see him now, too, in some way. Burning or something.
He took his cloak off.
What?
The cloak was on fire.
Yeah, you know what? You have an advantage on dexterity saving throws, so...
That's what I thought. Well, no, isn't it part of my danger sense, or what is
it? Yeah, but I always thought of it as just traps, but it's not. There's spells, too, and he's technically... because he was invisible, I wasn't going to give it to you. But
well, it's not just... Yeah, because...
Dexterity saving throw.
It's my agility in almost any dangerous situation.
Roll your
right?
dexterity. Yeah.
Cool. No, that's... I'm just making sure...
Ah!
18.
That dice is dexterous.
You catch him under your arm. He's wiggling. You can't see him yet. Tom, you're up.
I'm running up the stairs still.
You come through, and Esmeralda's standing square in the doorway, and you see Bodhi's got his sword on fire, and there's something burning on the ground, and trapped underneath his arm is what looks like an elf.
Oh, it's a little elf. Let's grab him and question him.
That's what I'm trying to do.
You want to try and grab him?
No, if he's got him, I'm gonna question him.
What are you going to say?
Who are you? What are you here for?
Are you nice or mean?
Super mean.
Okay. Do a...
Intimidating.
Yeah. That'll be a difficulty of 20. But you get a monster bonus on intimidation checks. Yeah. So you only need to roll a 7.
Oh. Really? Not even close.
What does that sound like?
4.
No, what does that sound like?
Could I think...
That's not what... No, what does it sound like?
I don't know. What I'm asking him? That's what I'm saying. I don't have my good intimidating.
No, but I want to hear him say it.
What happened? What? Oh shit!
The elf turns to you and spits, and you see it's a drow. Esmeralda, you're up.
Now I'm mad.
Yeah, you guys all have all the. I'm seeing the downside of being you guys out leveling me so dramatically with all of your beautiful bonuses. But I'm gonna try to intimidate too.
Go for
Why
it.
Why the heck not?
Don't be jealous.
I am jealous.
Okay.
Wildly
so. It's a difficulty 20. You get a decent bonus.
That's what I was at.
You need a 16.
15. Dan, Telfer.
Just under.
What can you do?
can you do
someone with a 15?
he wriggles a little more free, and he turns his gaze to you and grits his teeth.
Does he have a little bit of a disadvantage because he's nude?
He's not nude. I mean, he's still wearing like a bracers and loincloth. And...
Just bracers? Okay.
No. All right. His genitals are covered. His thighs, his supple drow thighs are armored still. But yeah, no kidding. You've still got your... You can do a combat action or you can...
Give him a smack.
I mean, does he look like he's got a good hold on him?
For a turn.
Okay, so would I be able to attempt to just tie him up? It seems I
sure, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, totally.
All right, I'm going to do that then.
Okay. Do a...
Oh, I have to roll and forget it. I'm probably going to hang myself
moving.
By accident.
I mean,
he's
incapacitated, but yeah, like he's still going to fight back. He's not unconscious incapacitated.
Got it. So.
You'd have to do a dex check.
Okay, well, I mean...
You're not going to do it?
No, I'm going to do it, yeah.
Then fucking roll your dice.
How dare you? I failed and it's your fault.
Oh, no.
I think I honestly tripped myself with the rope. That's how bad
it
is. All right,
well, I'll say you get it around him, okay. But nothing. You mean, there's no knot. What's up, Twee? You're in the rainy room.
I'm in the rainy room?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you just saw a guard disappear.
In the Rainforest Cafe.
I'm going to fly after this guy. So I'm just going to
burst through the door top speed.
Yeah, I'm going to start flying.
You manage to get through the door and you see a guard with his sword drawn about to bring it down on the back of Tom.
Oh.
Okay.
What are you going
to
do?
Can I get to him? Can I get to him?
I mean, you're at him.
Okay, well, I'm gonna plow into him from the side and just knock him off balance.
All right, that'll be an acrobatics check, difficulty of 12.
11.
Well, you got a plus 9, so that's no problem.
Okay.
This guy drops his sword and staggers off to the side. And,
yeah, I just kind of wanted to do a little tackle.
The rest
on
of you
him.
Guys see a guard kind of do like a little soft shoe as he tries to gain his footing in the flower covered floor.
Guillaume, quit dancing and start swinging.
Bodhi, the drow that's wriggling under you feels like he might be about to escape if things don't go differently this turn.
I'm.
Vereen in for Keo.
I'm going to try to put a sleeper hold on him and lift him up off his feet.
Cool.
So you're going to throw an earlier, funnier Woody Allen movie on him.
Tighten up the gauntlets that's, of ogre power around him.
That's going to be an athletics. And you got a pretty swell bonus on that. You managed to re-incapacitate him, but you don't feel like you're cutting off the oxygen supply to his brain.
So what do I do with my next
up to you? You can try again.
Yeah. That would hit.
Yep, so this time he starts to gag, and you get the feeling he's not getting out of your arm anytime soon.
Okay, I tell him to rest.
This almost takes you out of combat.
Go to sleep.
But Tom, you realize there's a guard kind of staggering off to the side.
What's wrong with that guy?
He just tried to attack you and Twee knocked him.
Well, I'd take a sword and throw it away.
Okay. He dropped it, actually. Yeah. So. I was going to make you do a check, and I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. He dropped his sword.
And then again, I want to ask this guy, identify yourself and tell me what you're doing.
Roll your intimidation check and let's see how good it is. Ooh.
Fourth time.
You see him, get real, real freaked out, but he can't talk. He's being choked.
I release a little bit.
He says, it's too late. The plans are in motion.
No.
What plans?
Motion plans.
The end of all things.
Oh, they're doing it again.
who's bringing about the end of all things?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
The goddess. The forgotten one.
Oh, is that Llewellyn?
You're up, Esmeralda.
I mean, it feels like I could do the least damage by just standing here and listening, but I did the Thane say something about there was somebody in the tower, right? That had mm-hmm. been telling them something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, for real, I'm just going to let him continue to talk, I guess. So, because there's no advantage.
No, you could, you know what? Is there a question you want to ask? I mean, he's kind of like pinned and the guard is kind of like realizing something's going on. I mean,
why did you kill the Thane?
Do a persuasion check, won't you?
You tricked me. 9 plus 2 is 11.
He said he couldn't be trusted. He was naive. And on that note, I think we're going to call it for the first episode of season 2.
Oh, poo-poo.
Everybody's phones are going off anyway. We should go see if a North Korean missile hit our families. Let's plug stuff.
BrianPassane.com for new tour dates. This is when is this one airing?
This one is going to air in a couple weeks. Hang on, I'll tell you.
So I've got Denver, and I've got Austin. And San Francisco.
February 12th and 13th, this will drop.
Right. Come see me. If you live in three awesome cities, one of those three awesome cities, come see me. BrianPassane.com.
I'm going to be hosting Lucha Vavoom for Valentine's Day, the 14th and 15th of that week. So if you're in Los Angeles, come on by and try to park at Lucha Vavoom.
Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Real Donald Trump.
Oh, that's you! Wow,
I'm tweeting all the time.
You're really funny.
Why are you trying to get him more?
I have a lot of free time. It turns out. Hey, Sarah, you got anything?
No, I mean.
Hey, everybody! How's it feel to have Sarah back?
Great.
Yay.
It's good. No pressure.
Yay.
No pressure.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to another episode of Nerd Poker. You can follow us at patreon.com/nerdpoker, and you get bonus episodes from there. And you can also send us anything at P.O. Box 16069, Encino, California, 91416. Thanks for listening.